99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis K Show. Good morning, Kelly.
Hello.
Have you gotten up early to watch the Friends reunion yet?
Well, no, because I have to go to someone else's house for that.
Well, like I
think it's a little early.
Suggested yesterday, you could just get the key from underneath the potted plant in the front yard and just let yourself in.
Well, I do want to stay friends with them, and I feel like they wouldn't appreciate me coming over so early. I need snacks when I watch.
I'm sure they have something in their pantry.
Well, yeah, I'm going to wait until a little bit. We have things going on today, so we're going to hopefully, maybe later
are
on
you
tomorrow.
All right, so I have not watched. However, Friends Reunion is trending on Twitter, and I've just clicked the hashtag just to see some of the things that are being tweeted about.
Oh,
do
no.
you want me? Do you want me to tell some of the things that are happening that people are tweeting about with that are obviously waking up early to watch the Friends Reunion that just debuted on HBO Max Thursday morning?
Okay, I'll say for me, I'm fine with it because it never deters me from watching anyway, nor takes away from my experience. However, if anyone else doesn't want to know yet, now would be a good time to turn it down.
Do you want to know something about Ross and Rachel and Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer?
Yes, I think I know, but go ahead.
So apparently, according to the Friends reunion, we find out that the actors, Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer, actually had feelings for one another, but they channeled that through Ross and Rachel.
Uh-huh. I could see that.
So that was real. Like, Ross, Rachel, that was that they weren't acting all that much with that relationship.
I think we all needed that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that makes you feel good, right?
Yes, we buy into those characters, and it does make us happy that that was authentic.
Do you remember the episode where Joey, Matt LeBlanc's character, he tried to fly, and he didn't have a suitcase or something, so he wore everything.
Yes.
That he was going to take on his trip, right?
That's, can I be wearing any more clothes?
Right. That's one of those iconic scenes where, yes, you know, Joey walks into the apartment. And he's literally wearing like
all the clothes,
two dozen clothes.
Yes.
Right. Exactly. He comes out wearing that look.
No, we did not.
Yep. So,
that's
so
fantastic.
Just to, like, I don't want to say too much because I know it's like, it's early in the morning and you may not have gotten a chance to actually watch it yet. You didn't stay up late to watch it, the Friends reunion. So I'm not going to say too much, but just a couple little snackable bits.
Little nuggets.
That I discovered by just searching the hashtag Friends reunion that's trending right now on Twitter. So
I'm so excited. But you know what? Okay, so here's the other end of it. It's kind of like, you know, when you look forward to vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get that depression setting in when you know it's like time to leave vacation.
Uh-huh.
It's like we've been waiting for so long
for
this to happen. And
right,
it's like I kind of don't want to watch it yet because once you watch it,
it's over.
It's done.
I mean, but like if you're like me, you can watch things multiple times, I think, right?
Yes, but then I'd still have to go over to their house multiple times.
That's true.
Because I don't have HBO Max.
Well, what you do is you become such the great neighbor that they just give you their login so you don't have to go over there.
I think we're almost there.
All right.
We're almost there.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I've been laying the groundwork.
Today, we've got more of those Billie Eilish tickets to give away. We've got an interesting conversation with Tom ahead of us. Throwback Thursday, setting the bar stories and a bunch of other stuff. So we've got your first feel-good story coming up here in just about 6 minutes. Good morning, guys. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Graduation ceremonies happening starting today for many students in the area. You know, we are wrapping up senior shout-outs this week with Spalding University here at WDJX.com, giving away free food, free Arby's, gaming system, another one this week to a deserving senior, shouting out various seniors throughout the week, like Devin Glasscock, who is planning to attend trade school after graduation. That from Amanda. So good looking picture of Devin there wearing a black suit, yellow tie, yellow vest looking like he's going to prom or something like that. So,
you know what it is, black and yellow, black and yellow.
That's okay, exactly. I didn't know where you're going with that. I was like,
that's
all right.
That's exactly what I thought. Black and yellow.
For sure. So, yeah, congrats to Devin, and good luck in trade school there. So, yeah, you've still got a couple days to get your picture in. WDJX.com. Click win for the class of 2021. Coming up next, feel-good stories. Do this every single hour throughout the morning. Kelly K, what are you working on?
Well, little shout-out first. Since we're kind of talking about graduation things, I'm going to be ducking out a little early today because my son is closing the book on elementary school.
Oh.
And I'm all in the feels.
Oh, my gosh.
He's got fifth grade graduation today.
Oh, my gosh. Fifth grade graduating.
Can you believe it? I'm going to have a middle schooler.
It just seemed like yesterday he was born.
Yes, and, it really does.
And with him, we had to end the bit if Kelly had a kid.
Isn't that, we closed the book on
we
that.
We closed
so
the
many
book.
Books being closed.
I know.
And you put me on the air high on Percocet.
Oh, yeah, that's fun. Right. I do remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, memories.
Maybe wasn't the best choice to agree to be on the radio.
Well, yeah, you fielded the phone call. Yeah, I was going to say, you fielded the phone call.
I did.
I just called you. You answered, so.
Sure did. All yeah. Right. Not really sure why I agreed to do that.
I'm not sure either, but.
That
you know.
Led to some unfortunate audio being played incessantly for a while
yeah.
on the show.
Yeah. I mean, I tended to do that sort of thing back then. So, congratulations early to your son Jacob there.
Yeah, oh my goodness. It's a big day. So, also, coming up in Feel Good, Georgetown police officers are in the spotlight for something they did for some kids there that's going viral.
All right.
We'll talk about that.
Get to that Feel Good. Every morning we give you Feel Good stories brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly Kay.
We go to Georgetown, Kentucky for this one, where some police officers gifted some kids in a neighborhood a basketball goal. So this is pretty cool. Officers were out on a call over the mm-hmm. weekend. They noticed some kids playing outside. Officer Sloan and Officer Evans took it upon themselves to get the kids a basketball and a basketball goal.
Night. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. They thought, you know what? This looks like a really good place for a basketball goal. These kids are playing, but they don't really have, like, you know, a proper goal or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So Rural King sold the items to the officers at a discount.
Oh, nice.
Afterwards, the officers helped bring them to the goal and help the kids.
Look at that.
Isn't that fun?
I like those stories.
Yeah, it's great. So we'll tweet out the pictures and the stories so you can read more about that. But kudos to Officer Sloan and Evans for seeing an opportunity there and helping bring some joy to some kids who probably really appreciate it. It's a nice-looking goal.
I love it. Feel good. It's Ben and Kelly. Man, I just happened to click on a picture of Channing Tatum. Holy cow.
You clicked on it for research, right?
I'm telling you what, Kelly.
Yeah.
He's skirting the not safe for work guidelines of Instagram barely.
He works out. Listen, I remember when Jason Derulo did something like this and didn't he get censored a little bit? I don't know.
Well, yeah, it was because he wore those tight pants that you could see what he was housing underneath.
Right. Well, Channing's covering his little Channing. Here's the thing. It was on an Instagram story, so it's not going to be. It wasn't up there, but of course, the internet being the internet captured it for all of us to be able to see. And, you know, he just gave like an interview where he was talking about being a dad. He wrote a children's book, but he does not have a dad bod.
So he puts on the story. It's a selfie of him kind of in the mirror. He takes one of those mirror shots and yes. he's fully naked. Just his left hand is holding the camera. His right hand is holding something else. Uh-huh. And he's got the monkey that's holding its mouth over strategically mm-hmm. placed over yes. His junk. Now, he says, you know, when you're in the makeup trailer uh-huh. naked, holding uh-huh. a towel over your junk,
stuff's happening.
About to do something on the set that you're going to yeah. have to prepare your mama for before she uh-huh. sees the movie.
Yep. And the project is called The Lost City of D, which when you have a name like that, I have thoughts about what kind of a project this is.
I know.
But before you have those thoughts, it's a romantic comedy with Sandra Bullock.
Okay.
And it's due out in April. So
I don't know.
Just know. We've got that if you want to do the research.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was going to ask
it's
you.
It's up at WDJX.com because I selflessly.
Thank you.
Like,
Kelly.
You know, worked on that.
Thank you.
For you.
I was just like, oh, what's that? Click. Wow.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, he looks good. He looks good.
He even admitted, he goes, yes, I'm flexing so hard, I've got a cramp. It's when you're trying to show
man.
Off the rock hard abs, and yeah, he's been working out.
Okay, well, good for him. Yeah, so WDJX.com if you want to see Channing Tatum. We give you setting the bar stories to help set the bar for your day very low, okay, as a goal, an easy goal for you to achieve throughout the day. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're having second thoughts, maybe about a significant other moving in with you, there are a lot of ways to deal with it, like talk.
Oh, just talking?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, just have a conversation.
So, yeah, let's dive into this setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without burning down your house because you don't want your girlfriend moving in, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow, that's a statement. That was your way out. That's what you thought. I'm just going to burn the house down. If I don't have a house, she can't move in. Oh, my God.
Does the relationship survive after that one? I don't know.
I don't think so. Oh, my God.
Jordan thought that was going to be a good idea. He burned down his own mobile home last month so he wouldn't have to worry about his girlfriend moving in with him. Firefighters asked him how the fire started. He said something to the effect of, I know exactly how the fire started. I started
it. He admitted?
He said, I started it because things with my girlfriend have not been going well. And if I burned down the house, I'd no longer have to worry about her moving in.
I thought that I couldn't be stunned more than when I heard he burned down the house so his girlfriend couldn't move in. But now you're telling me he just flat out admitted it, admitted to arson.
Yeah. Yes. And then police charged him with aggravated arson.
Do you think that he saw that coming?
Drugs are involved, so maybe not.
Oh, gotcha. Mm-hmm. All right, that does help explain some things.
Yeah, so again, there are a lot of ways that you can talk and deal with a significant other moving in with you.
Yeah, you just sit down and say, you know what, our little plan, I'm having some second thoughts about that.
Yeah.
Maybe you get her some cookie dough ice cream.
Maybe.
You know, to help ease the conversation, because you know it's going to be difficult.
Oh.
But it does save you a lot of hassle and legal trouble and things if
down
you
the
don't
road.
Burn the house down.
That's right. So that is setting the bar. There have been quite a few I caught my significant other cheating stories that are next level that have been making the rounds. Like this one example, and I tweeted out for you guys if you want to like see the note that was left at Ben and Kelly Show. But some guy on Twitter recently found out his girlfriend was cheating on him, right? So after the guy she cheated with told him by leaving a note for him on the one spot he knew she'd never check. So basically, the story goes, according to Twitter, that it was only after the deed that he found out that she actually had a boyfriend. That didn't sit well with him, right?
Yeah.
And so he was like, you know what? I was thinking to myself, I'd want to know if I was in her boyfriend's shoes. So he decides to write a little note that says, sorry to tell you like this, but I'd want to know it if I were you. And at the bottom, he just wrote, sorry, bro. And he taped it to the bottom of her toilet seat.
Oh, knowing that if mm-hmm. he uses the restroom, he'll see it.
Yep.
She won't see it because she doesn't lift the seat.
That's right. So again, kind of a brilliant way to tell the boyfriend. The other person that the person you're seeing may not be so faithful.
You're not the only one.
Yeah. At Ben and Kelly Show if you want to see that photo. And then a TikTok user. Amy, she revealed the insane way she found out that her now ex-husband was cheating. And I'll play the audio from her TikTok. This will blow your mind.
So about a week before our 10th wedding anniversary, I was in my office looking through the newspaper.
Okay, let's stop there. Let's not look through the newspaper.
Uh-oh.
But how was she gonna know?
They would publish birth announcements. So I see my husband's name and some other female's name. No, it was his name because it was an unusual name. So I look at the hospital website where they had also would post pictures of new babies. Typed in his name and her first name. Sure enough, they had a baby boy a few days prior. But not only that, they had a baby girl about a year and a half before that.
Can you believe it?
Her husband had two children.
Yes.
With other people. She finds out with a birth announcement. I cannot even imagine.
Yeah. So she's just flipping through the paper and she sees birth announcement. She's like, huh, that name looks familiar. That looks like my husband's name. So I'm going to check the hospital website. And sure enough.
Oh my God.
The birth announcement was in the paper exposing the husband that he's been cheating.
It's a full on double life.
Like, holy cow.
Full on. He had another family.
Right.
She was unaware of. Oh my gosh.
I know. Wild.
That's a TV movie. That is a made for TV movie starring Tori Spelling.
Tori Spelling on Lifetime. All right, Kelly Kay, what do you got?
Well, we got to say thanks to Nicole for sending us this. I've actually seen it pop up on several posts on social media. Clarksville Community School did a version, and it's beautiful, of a song that's pretty famous, We Are the World. There are people
dying, and it's time to land. Holy cow, that's an elementary?
Yeah.
Oh, this is adorable. We are all a part of God's great big family. And the truth, love is all we need. Oh my gosh.
Isn't that adorable?
This is adorable.
Her son's at about the minute 54 mark, too.
So oh, you want me to scoot ahead?
Yeah.
All right. Oh my gosh, this is so good. All right, this is her son. I'm an angel right there.
Yes.
Look at that. That is awesome.
How cute. They just kind of wanted to do it, you know, after the year that they've had.
Sure.
Showing that we care for each other and nothing can stop us.
Man. This is like a professional recording. I love
it. Oh, I know. Yeah, it's legit.
I mean,
and we'll tweet it out.
Okay, cool.
So you can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Yeah, posted.
See if we can get it up on the website too.
Posted 5 days ago on YouTube, has over 112,000 views.
Wow.
To put it in perspective, yesterday when we saw this, it had 50,000 views. So,
dang. It's making the rounds.
It sure is. This is really cool. So, yeah, thank you, Nicole, for passing that along.
It's so cute.
Oh, that's good stuff. All right, at Ben and Kelly Show, we do feel goods every hour throughout the morning here on DJX. We do a thing called group therapy every single day. Kelly, you want to explain what it kind of is?
Well, this is where you can come to us if you've got an issue, you need some help solving, and you want an unbiased opinion.
Yep. We're good at that. Actually, our listeners are really good at that.
We have zero emotions about it.
None. So that should make you feel better, right, Tom? Hey, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. What you have to say is, I feel like, pretty heavy, but thank you, first of all, for allowing us to actually talk to you about it.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, so walk through what you sent us.
Yeah, so, you know, here's the thing. Is my wife and I have been married for like 5 years, and I recently found out, and she definitely did it, that she's been cheating on me, or did cheat on me, I should say, because it seems like the relationship's over now, and I actually have confirmation of that, at least for now.
When you say the relationship's over, you and your wife's relationship is over, or she and her affair?
The affair.
Okay.
I'm told that it's over now, and I came from a trusted source, so I believe that. But you know, the thing is like, I mean, I'm bummed about it, but at the same time, like, I don't really want to make a big deal about it because I don't really want to rock the boat, you know? Like, I really I don't know that I want to end the relationship, but my buddy's like, dude, how do you even live like that? He's like, I could never do that, you know, because I obviously share it with my best friend. And
yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of feeling like, you know, maybe she'll feel guilty enough and, you know, that maybe she'll come forward. I mean, I will say, like, since I know that she ended that relationship, our love life has been much better. So I really, you know, at least that part's kind of tough to complain about, you know?
So Tom, let me back up here real quick. So you found out that your wife of 5 years was having an affair. Does she know that you know or not?
I don't know about that for sure.
But you but guys haven't talked.
No.
Okay.
No, we haven't talked about it. I'm really reluctant to even bring it up because, like I said, you know, I mean, I love her and I don't really want to mess it up, you know. And even though I feel really bad about what happened, and you know, I'm really just torn as to what to do. I mean, do you think she's going to get over it, or do you think she's ever going to come forward? Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm looking for opinions, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Tom, I feel so bad for you. I can't imagine what you're going through. On the other hand, I almost feel like you sound like you're blaming yourself for this. I want to get Kelly's opinion on this here in just a sec. And we've got a bunch of people texting in already, too, at 502-571-9970. Have you had the opportunity to kind of bring it up? I mean, you found out, you said, just a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, like I said, I mean, things have really picked up, you know, in our love life, which has been great. I mean, we got pretty hammered the other night, and I guess I could have brought it up then, or maybe she could have brought it up then, but we didn't, you know.
Okay.
And I just don't know. Yeah, I just don't know what to do, really.
Okay. Well, Tom, I appreciate you talking to us about this, and yeah, we'll see what we can do for you.
All right. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Kelly, what's your take on this?
I'm kind of just stunned at his perspective. I mean, my heart kind of breaks for him because I know, I mean, it's obvious how much he loves her.
Mm-hmm.
It's very painful, obviously, what he's found out, but it doesn't sound, and it sounds like he doesn't want to hear the answer if he were to confront her about it. And then what if she says, "You're right, I did do this, and I want to leave the marriage."
Yeah.
Like, I think that's what he's trying to avoid.
Man.
And so I guess I understand him not wanting to confront her. And if, but I feel like, and this was something that Katie texted in, and she said she's definitely not going
to get
over
it.
It will continue to happen no matter what. And not saying anything is just going to leave it open for her to do it again and again. He's kind of setting himself up for failure.
I think he also wants to hear from people probably who have been in this relationship and you know what, or have been in this situation, you know what, everything's great. So I don't know
there have been couples that can overcome this kind of thing.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, cheating unfortunately happens a lot and there are many success stories of people that have cheated successfully and gotten away with it.
I don't think we celebrate that. Right.
Oh, okay, all right, right, right. By the way,
I feel like we do need to get to the root of maybe why she stepped outside the marriage, and then you know try to figure out you know if she would be inclined to do that again, if this can be repaired, if she regrets doing it and has now recommitted herself to the marriage, which I feel like is where he thinks that's happening.
Yeah. Let me toss the phone number out real quick. 502-571-9970. You can call or text that, or at Ben and Kelly Show. All right. So Tom, we talked to him. He's in a predicament. He found out recently his wife was unfaithful. Now he knows the affair is over and actually said that it's benefiting him because their love life has gotten better. She hasn't said anything to him. Tom doesn't even think that she knows that he knows that she had the affair. And he's wondering, is my wife going to work through it all? Like, I don't really want to rock the boat. Like, it's a take that we're not used to hearing.
It's so obvious that, I mean, he loves her and he's trying to keep the relationship intact. But mm-hmm. obviously, it's painful what he's going through.
Right.
Kelly says, talk to her. You need to find out why. You also need to make sure that she feels the same way you do and you're not putting everything you have into it for her to just do that again down the road.
Right.
Stephanie was in a similar situation. She said, I've stepped out on my relationship before. I'm not married, but engaged. And my fiance found out, confronted me about it, told me that I needed to stop talking to the person or we were going to break up.
Right.
So I stopped talking to that person and we're doing great. I would talk to her about it because it may make their relationship stronger.
Man, we got this text that rolls in and says, I'm jaded, but he sounds kind of suspect. It's easy to forgive someone for cheating if you don't have to admit you've been doing it too. Interesting.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a bold statement.
That is a bold statement.
I'm not necessarily thinking that may apply here. It doesn't sound like that to me.
Right. It doesn't sound like Tom is just happy that, okay, you know, one for one, you know, type of thing. Kemmerle's,
I mean, he was almost like he's reaping the benefits of his wife being happier.
Right. I am going to get to Andrew the Love Doctor. He's been waiting on hold. He calls our show all the time, by the way. And
he's a resident expert.
Yeah, he distributes the love advice like no other. So we'll get to him here in just a sec. Real quick text from Kem that says, my husband cheated on me when we tried to get past it and save the marriage. Every time he was late coming home, my mind went to, who is he with?
Oh, there
I started
that.
Not to trust him. I eventually got to the point where I just couldn't do it anymore. And so, yeah, that's tough because, you know, Tom's going to start thinking that same thing. Like, okay, she's a little bit late coming home from work, or she's got to run to the store and she's there a little extra long. Where's she actually, you know?
Yikes.
All right. Andrew, the Love Doctor, calls her show all the time. What do you think, man?
Well, first and foremost, those questions that he asked you, Ben, you know, is she going to be able to get over it? Is she going to be able to move forward? He's never going to know the answer to that unless he does one thing.
What's that?
Ask her about it.
Yeah.
He's got to talk to her about it. Kelly made a lot of fantastic points. Kelly, I give you serious props for that.
Here's
the thing with her is therapy might be the best route for them. There's always going to be the elephant in the room if they don't bring it up for her and for him, right?
Right.
Here's the thing. There's a reason she stepped out.
Right.
There's a reason she did. Let's find the root cause of that reason through therapy. I mean real therapy, people that you pay that know what they're talking about, and figure out, yeah, seriously, and figure out if this is worth moving forward on. He cannot continue on because that, the lovemaking and all that stuff that's great right now,
yeah,
that's going to subside.
Right.
Because she's feeling some guilt on her end.
Right.
And when she stops feeling that guilt, if nothing's brought up, it's going to continue. So he's got to have a conversation with her. They've got to get into some therapy, and they got to do it now if he wants to save this marriage.
Yeah, I laugh because you say professionals, and we, Kelly and I, and all of us are not. We just have opinions, right?
Absolutely. We all do. Yeah, but we've all been through some stuff that have hurt us, and if we can give an opinion to one person and it helps one person out there, then
yeah,
then
you've done our job.
Absolutely.
That's why we do it.
Man.
Andrew the Love Doctor, thank you, buddy.
Keep on loving.
So are we saying that I think
he's
even though,
talk to
yeah,
her.
If even though you don't want
to
rock the boat, you've got to communicate your true feelings now.
Yeah, like you said, he's never going to fully be able to trust her if they don't address it. And if they just kind of like pretend like nothing happened, don't talk about it. Maybe she doesn't even know he knows for the rest of their marriage. And then they do need to, I think, get a professional to intervene to help them figure out where her feelings are. Is she still invested in the marriage?
Yeah.
And so that, you know, they can move on and hopefully emerge stronger from this.
Well, first things first, you got to talk to her. So,
yes.
Yeah, and then we'll get there. Well, man, thank you for allowing us to peek inside your life there, Tom. And, you know, the best of luck. And, you know, I hope you're cool if we reach out a little bit later on and see how everything's going. So
yeah, Ben's got your number, so.
Ringy, ringy.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey,
how's
buddy?
How's it going, Tom?
All right, that's group therapy. Billie Eilish going to be in concert in March. All this week, we're giving away concert tickets for the show March 11th at the KFC Yum Center. And we've been doing it in a special way. It's everyone's favorite game called Billie or Billie.
There's really just two choices.
Yep.
And it's an amazing, amazing game.
Let's get Yasmin calling from the East End on the phone. Yasmin, now, have you heard this game played throughout the week, or is this your first experience with it?
No, I've been listening to it all week.
Okay, so after hearing some of the other contestants go before you, does that make you more nervous, or does it calm your fears a little bit?
It calms my fears.
Does it? Now,
yeah. Okay.
Now, Yasmin, I could really mess things up and go in a completely different direction.
Don't do that, please.
That would be so mean.
That would be mean.
She's expecting Billy Goats. That's okay. What she's expecting.
So, yes, let me clarify the game Billy versus Billy. It's Billie Eilish or is it a Billy Goat? Okay?
I'm ready.
All right, if you're ready, let's start your audio clues. Okay, listen very carefully, Yasmin, okay? Is this Billie Eilish or a Billy Goat?
It's Billy Goat.
A Billy Goat. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
See, the hesitation. Woo-hoo! She wanted to be sure.
I know. I understand that. I understand your hesitation, Yasmeen. Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
Okay.
One for one. All right. Your next audio clue. Listen very carefully. Is this Billie Eilish or is it a Billy Goat?
Honestly, I thought that I would be dead by now.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Top one.
Billie Eilish.
Oh,
wow. Okay. She's sounding a little bit more confident there. Yes. I think the confidence is growing.
I like that.
High five.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yasmeen, listen carefully. Again, you're two for two going for those tickets. Is this Billie Eilish or a Billy Goat?
What is happening right there?
It's a Billy Goat.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
A Billy Goat.
Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Ah, okay, one more. Do you think you can do it?
I think so.
All right.
By the way, wellness check on that last Billy Goat. Was that okay? It sounded like it was in distress a little bit.
I think the Billy Goat was okay. I don't think any Billy Goats are harmed in the making
of this bit. All right, good stuff.
Yasmeen, for the Billie Eilish tickets, is this Billie Eilish or a Billy Goat?
I know this is Billie Eilish. My daughter plays it all the time.
Oh, there you go. Congratulations.
There it is. That was the only way she knew her daughter plays it. Okay.
You made my day. I'm so excited.
Well, you know what? I am so happy, Yasmeen, that you have picked up Billie Eilish tickets. But more importantly, I am so happy that you correctly can identify whether or not it's Billie Eilish or a Billy Goat.
I bet
Billie Eilish is pretty proud too.
Billie Eilish, I'm sure.
I bet she's really smiling, hoping that people can figure out the difference between her and Billy Goats.
All right, so Yasmeen, hang on the line a quick sec, okay?
All right.
Congratulations.
Look at that. She's proud. Man, I can tell.
Man, we are 4 for 4 on this game.
Look at that. See? That's the sign of a really good game.
Rarely have we ever on this show.
That's 100% accuracy.
Been able to go almost an entire week with every single one of our contestants winning on the first try. So,
well, now we can't switch it up tomorrow. We got to go the distance.
All right. So if you want more Billie Eilish tickets, this time tomorrow. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Congrats to Yasmeen, who picked up some tickets for Billie Eilish, which, by the way, so cute. Off the air, I'm talking to her, and she's like, okay, so should I wait to get another ticket for Billie Eilish to see where these tickets are? And I was like, yeah, I guess. I'm like,
Not trusting our tickets?
Wait. Here's the cute part, because I was like, well, I mean, you could, and this is what I've had to do with my family every now and then. You could just, you know, get these tickets and then, you know, just get other tickets, and then you guys just sit in different spots in the center. I mean, it's not as fun, but you know, I mean, that's always a possibility. She's like, yeah, but my daughter's 9. I don't know about that. I was like, oh wait, you get 2 tickets here. We're not giving you one. She was like, Oh, I get two?
She thought she was getting a single ticket.
Yeah, she just thought.
We don't make you go alone to concerts.
Now, listen, I understand, because if you've listened around Valentine's Day in years past, we have only given away 1 ticket before because the anti-Valentine's Day people.
Yeah, you're right.
However, 99.7% of the time, we're giving you 2 tickets, you know? So anyways, so another shot for you to win 2 tickets to Billie Eilish tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock here on 99.7 DJX.
Let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right, we'll kick this off. A lot of people texting in for this one. Can you play Party in the USA for the last day of school for Greater Clark County Schools and for Peyton's 9th birthday? We got it. Here we go. Kicking it off. For you and for a bunch of other requests. Does that song not still slap? Oh my gosh. It's 99.7 DJX, Throwback Thursday. Welcome to it. Every Thursday, we throw it back. Songs you haven't heard in a while, play back to back to back to back. Got a request. Please play LFO Summer Girls. Niece Tamara graduating. We're ready, Thummer. Man, this is a throwback.
Like it when the girls stop by in the summer. Do you remember? Do you remember when we met that summer? New kid for the summer.
Throwback Thursday. I like girls that wear just a bunch of songs you haven't heard played back to back to back to back. Your requests make up a playlist at Ben and Kelly Show at 99.7 DJX. From Cindy says, hey, vitamin C for my son Shane. Graduated from Trinity. I'll embarrass the crap out of him because he really can't stand that song. Oh, God. Okay. This kind of brings the show to a raging halt, but we get 1,000 requests for this every year around this time. So here you go. Vitamin C. 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Stephanie texts in, says, hey guys, working, burning up here at work. Want some Sean Kingston here on 99.7 DJX.
Somebody call 911.
We got you.
Shawty fire burning on the dance floor. Whoa. What's up, Quan? Kingston. Let's go. Hey.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Yeah, we don't play the entire song because that'd take too long, right? Shout to Bells turning 11. Also, Abby, 21st birthday! Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Todd rolls in on text. Light him up. Oh, we like that. Oh, Fall Out Boy. Sure. This is Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard and played in a while. Back to back to back to back. Oh gosh. Getting those Taylor Swift feels. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Anna rolls in, says, hey, need summertime. Will Smith, Jazzy Jeff, Fresh Prince. Let's kick it all for the kids. Hashtag class of 2021. Oh, you don't even know. You don't even know. You're about to know. Oh, Throwback Thursday. Man, that groove. It's 99.7 DJX. Bobby rolls in. Can we get a little Mr. Worldwide up in here? Oh, I think it is about time for a little Mr. Worldwide. Little Mr. 305. Up in the 502. 99.7 DJX.
Mr. Worldwide to infinity. You know that.
Oh, we gotta all say it together. Fireball. All right, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Jess rolls in and says, hey, I need to hear that song that's off that paper towel commercial. Are you talking about this? Are you talking about me? Is that it? Is that what I'm thinking of? All right, I don't know, Jess. This is it, though. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Wow. Rocking women right now here on DJX. He 99.7 DJX. I like this. Got a mysterious request. Please. From Anonymous. We're already, the mystery's brewing. Please do Umbrella. It's my daughter's request. Don't let anybody know, though. Anonymous. Throwback Thursday.
You have my heart, and we'll under my umbrella.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Anna rolls in with a What About a Thong Song. Almost summer after all. Oh, yeah. This weekend kicks it all off, yo. Gonna be on Taylorsville Lake.
What guys talk about.
Letting that booty out.
You know.
You're vaxxed and waxed and ready to party. Let's roll.
Check it out. Ooh, that dress so scandalous. You know when did I? Not just her, Ben. She liked the pop because she was living la vida loca.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Anthony's all like, hey, you remember when there were a song about peaches before Justin Bieber? Yeah, Peaches and Cream, 112. We got that. It's Throwback Thursday.
Love the smell of you, girl, you know what I'm talking about.
99.7 DJX. Aaron rolls in. I'm not really sure how to take this text. She says, my almost 4-year-old is headed into work with me. Oh, I get. Oh, I misread that. I thought Aaron was like, my almost 4-year-old is headed into work. I skipped over the with me part in my head when I read it the first time. Wants to hear In the Sink. This is In the Sink for your almost four-year-old headed into work. With you, Aaron, with you. I just read it wrong because I'm a professional broadcaster and everything. Amanda rolls in. Hey, can we hear the thong song? Just played it. Sorry. Yeah, they roll pretty quickly. Then Brittany says, hey, let's get some old school Jesse McCartney on, all right? Thanks in advance. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can do that. Little Jesse McCartney, Throwback Thursday. It's 99.7 EJX. Hey, baby girl, I've been watching you all day. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX. Man, it goes so fast. But every week we do it. Thursday morning from about 8:30 to about 9. We throw it back to songs you haven't heard in a while. Play back to back to back to back. Your requests make up our playlist. Thank you so much for all the calls, the requests, and the messages we get on social media at Ben and Kelly Show at 99.7 EJX. We literally try to get to every single song. Can't do it every single week, but we appreciate it nonetheless. So, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Ariana Grande posted up some beautiful pictures from her wedding a couple weeks ago up on our Insta. You can see those, WDJX.com. All right, let's get to Feel Good. Do this every hour throughout the morning, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
So at just 2 years old, Kashi Quest has become the youngest member of American Mensa.
Hang on, Mensa, like the smart society?
Yeah, like the smart society. She's super smart at 2 years old. Her mom said that she and her dad noticed at a young age that their daughter had an excellent memory. She knew the alphabet, numbers, and much more by the time she was 17 months. She has since, at the age of 2, learned all 50 states by shape and location on a map and is identifying elements on the periodic table.
What?
She's also learning to read, speak Spanish, do sign language while being a typical toddler.
Okay. All right. Yep. You're right.
They still have negotiations. They still have tantrums. And she said, we have everything that's different because the way we communicate with her has to be different because she's able to understand a little bit more.
Wow. That is amazing.
Could you imagine having a two-year-old that's in Mensa?
Smarter than you? No.
Yes. I mean, it's hard enough negotiating with a toddler, but when you have a really, 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 really smart toddler that's probably a little smarter than you, I mean, wow.
Yep. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Kelly, are you annoyed when you can hear your husband chewing?
When I can hear him well, no.
Okay, that doesn't annoy you.
He's not a loud chewer.
Okay, see, I don't think I'm a loud chewer either. I chew with my mouth closed. However, it drives my wife insane. She's like, can you stop chewing? Like, she is, like, from across the room. And so what's funny is there's a reason. And I just found this out that she's got something. And apparently there are people who get completely annoyed when they hear chewing. And maybe you don't know why, but it's called misophonia. And scientists have, in England, I think they've figured out it's because it activates a part of your brain that's responsible for moving your mouth and throat. And even though you're not eating, it confuses your brain. And so it's like intrusive and it annoys you. And so I think my wife has this.
Oh, wow. You know what? When my kids like excessively chew gum and like smack their, you know, like that, that annoys me.
Oh, well.
But just normal eating.
All
not
right.
so much.
Maybe not misophonia that you have, but I'm definitely pointing the finger at my wife. And I even texted her that article and she was like, that's me. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. If you've missed out on anything that you want to get a caught back up on, you can just go to our Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show or at WDJX.com. Click listen. The Friends reunion, you're going to watch that today?
I have got to get over to my friend Whitney's house. All right. But see, she's holding a class pool party today, though. So I don't know if, like, maybe we can slip inside.
I think you need to do that.
Fun and watch the show.
I think you need to slip inside because everybody's talking about the Friends reunion. Even though it's not the reunion we all wanted an actual episode of Friends to be the reunion. Like, where are they now? It's kind of a sit down and they do screen reads and all that stuff.
Everything I've seen though so far, like there are lots of magical moments, so I'm excited.
Yep. All right. Tomorrow on the show, more tickets for Billie Eilish. Guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you then.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode. Brand new episode.